Hi, this is Rabbi Moskowitz. Okay, we're up to Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Ches. And the Pasuk says, a man's wealth is the redemption of his soul, and an impoverished man did not listen to rebuke. Okay. What are the questions?
Rabbi, do you mind giving the translation one more time?
Sure. A man's wealth is the redemption of his soul, and an impoverished man did not listen to rebuke.
What is the redemption of the soul?
Yeah, how does wealth do a redemption? What is the redemption? What did he do wrong? Okay.
How does impoverishment stop you from taking rebuke?
Yeah, I don't know what that last thing means altogether. You're right. I mean, it has no meaning.
Now, what's the relationship between the two? I mean, it's hard.
It's two different things. One, the subject is redemption, and one, the subject is rebuke. Very good. Are there any other questions? I think that was all the questions I had. Is there anything else? All right.
Just to clarify, what's he being rebuked for? What kind of rebuke are we talking about?
I don't know.
Okay.
In other words, he had to have done something wrong to be rebuked, right?
Right.
I don't know what he did wrong.
Also, when it says soul here, which soul are we referring to?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. So basically, we don't understand anything at all. Okay. Let's do Rashi. Rashi changes things for us. Rashi says, Kofa nefeshish ostro. Ostro shel adam, the wealth of a man, who kofa, he redeems nafsho, his soul, she osam imenu tzedakah, that he gives tzedakah. So Rashi adds a new dimension to the pasuk, and that is that he gives tzedakah. Then he adds something. Ubilvad. Ubilvad means as long as sherash lo shama gaora, shelo yashmiya gaora l'rush, that the rush doesn't hear an insult. Shenosein lo, that he gives to him, be'eno machlimo, and he doesn't embarrass him. In other words, person that's giving charity doesn't embarrass the rush of the poor person. So now, according to Rashi, we have to rewrite the pasuk. So now we have to go over and rewrite it according to Rashi. Says like this, the first half is exactly the same. A man's wealth is the redemption of his soul, as long as the poor person doesn't hear an insult. Okay, now what are the questions?
Why would that prevent the tzedakah from being a redemption of his soul?
Yeah, what did he do wrong? He still has to have done something wrong. If it's going to be a redemption, there has to be something wrong.
Wait, just to clarify the Divrei Rashi, we're saying that his tzedakah saves him as long as the poor person doesn't hear his insults?
That's correct.
Well, why is he insulting the poor person? Isn't that a problem in and of itself?
I didn't hear the question.
Why is the only issue the poor person hears his insults? Isn't a more primary problem to his personality that he's saying these insults in the first place?
Right. Good question. Good question.
Is Rashi saying that this rich person is always insulting the poor person, or if he does insult the poor person, then that's when that's when it doesn't. That's when this redemption doesn't work. But if he doesn't insult him, then
I'm not sure if he doesn't. I mean, you're right. The question is a good question. I don't know if it means somebody insults him. I don't know yet. At this point, I don't know. Okay, so we don't know what he did wrong, that he needs a redemption, and as long as he doesn't insult him. Now, if you read the Mitzvot David, the Mitzvot David says that pretty much the same as Rashi. He says, Kofem v'yosher yuchal ish liftos nafsho, that the Osher is able to redeem his soul, when he gives to a poor person, the zehu, and that is on the condition kasher rush lo shoma geora below achlimu be'ez hanesina, and he doesn't insult them at the time of the giving. So, in my mind, the Mitzvot David is adding that this situation is at the time of the giving. Somehow, at the time of the giving, there is an insult. Okay.
Moskowitz, just to clarify, geara means a rebuke, or what? It seems like we're talking about an insult here. But I thought it meant a rebuke.
Yeah, geara means a rebuke, but according to Rashi, the way he's changing it, rebuke doesn't make sense.
My question, Rashi, also is that it seems like there's not
enough to insult. What?
According to Rashi, there's not two halves of the psukim. It's just it's one idea.
According to Rashi, it's one idea. They're connected.
But money redeems your soul as long as the poor person doesn't hear your insults. But yes. The pasuk seems to be structured that it's two separate things. It's talking about the rich man or the guy with wealth and the poor person. You know that.
The way it's structured, I wrote it the way it's structured, but then I couldn't get any place that way, and so I had to do. I did Rashi and the Mitzvot David, so I had to change the translation.
It's not a problem for Rashi that it goes against the basic format of Mishlei. We can have this aberrations.
Let's put it this way. I can't tell you why Rashi changed added that tzedakah thing, which is not in the pasuk. I can only tell you what he says. I don't know why he says it. If you ask me why I would say it, it's because the first half makes no sense at all. That's why I would go according to Rashi. But why Rashi did it, you'll have to ask him.
Okay.
I can only tell you what he's saying, not why he's saying it. Okay, we have one more commentary to go. That might help us.
Wow, we're doing a lot of these guys today.
What?
We're doing a lot of these guys today.
Yeah, today I needed a lot of help.
Okay.
And they give the answers, so I don't have to work on it. It makes it easier for me. All right, so the Meiri says, not a Meiri, Hushabo Lahoyer comes to clarify Asher B'Shnei Devarim, comes to tell the Asher, the rich man, two things. Achas one, Sheite Mikasbo Kafi Haraya, he should give from his money according that is fitting, L'dala Mulaniyim, to the poor people. By Shani, and the second point that he's making, Shelo Yachlimu Bedvarav, within his words, he should not insult them. So he's hinting that he doesn't do it openly. It's not like an open insult. He says, but within his words, it sneaks out. Okay? Let's keep going. Whether yitain or lo yitain, he should always watch his words, whether he gives or whether he doesn't give. Whether he gives money or whether he doesn't give money, his words, he should always be careful with his words. Razal and our sages, Amru, say, Bepeir Grishon shel Bava Basra. Hanosei Pruta La'oni. If you give a pruta, a penny to an oni, Mizborech B'sheish Brachos. You're blessed with six blessings. B'amafai Yisrael B'dvarim. But if you appease him with words, like you say nice things to him, Mizborech V'achas Asara. That you're blessed with 11. So it comes out, according to Chazal, that it's more important whether you give or you don't give to appease him with words. Okay?
Do we know what these blessings are?
No, he didn't say what the blessings are. I'm only using it exactly like the Miri is using it. One is more important than the other. Exactly what the blessings are, I don't know.
Are we ready for questions on that or no?
1 minute. Let's just finish Demiri. Demiri has a little more to say.
Okay.
Now he goes back to the pasuk. Kofa nafsho ish oshro kloma lahatzelo me ra'oso, to save himself from his evil. Now we're getting to what he needs redemption, and the Meiri says that the rich man has an evil. And we still don't know what it is, but he recognizes the problem, that to be redeemed, he has some, have to have something wrong. V'schar ma'asha nosan la'oni, with the reward which he gives to the oni, Ubilvad, like Rashi, as long as Kisha also Rush Lo Shoma Ga'ara, as long as the Rush doesn't hear an insult. So the Meiri says, Hakavana, the intention of that part of the Pasuk is Lihi Zoher, to be careful. Shalolah Limot, not to insult him, Mitoch Devarav, from within his words. Okay, from his words, meaning from the rich man's words. So what we have so far from the Metzudas David, it has to be, this pasuk is dealing with at the time of the giving. In other words, where you come face to face with the poor person. That's what the Metzudas David helps. And then when you're talking to him, there is some desire to say something that's an insult, but it's not like intentional, I'm going to tell him off. It's going to come out. Nobody says what that is, and that's what they leave for us. That's where we're at. Any questions? Even just clarification, or questions on any of the Mefarshim, or clarification on what the guy is doing wrong, what the rich man is doing wrong.
Why should the rich man be more careful about what he's, to not insult the guy at this time than at other times?
That's the question. Nobody says what it is.
So, can I have a frozen answer?
Yeah, please.
So, maybe when the rich person is giving to the poor person, there's a danger of having a feeling of superiority that I'm able to give to him because I'm better in some way, and so then you have to. If that feeling comes out in a way that embarrasses the person for being poor, then it doesn't help fix whatever chataim or personality defects you have because it's bolstering your own feeling of superiority.
Why should it only matter if he hears you then?
I didn't hear your question.
My question was, why should it only matter if he hears you? Meaning, it should matter if you say it, not if he hears.
Well, because you're only going to say it in a way that, this feeling will come out in a way that you're going to make it so that he hears.
Oh, but I know what you mean. I can say it behind his back.
This is also an issue. I'm not necessarily limited to just
Let me. There is a. You are right that there is a feeling of superiority. But what brings out that feeling of superiority? What forces it? There's a step before that. That's very important.
Well, you feel very righteous when you give a tzedakah. I mean,
That's self-righteous is like more important. I would not say that's an addition. But there's something before that.
You're saying there's a step before feeling self-righteousness?
Before I feel that I'm better than him.
Well, you feel guilt to give to him.
It's not guilt. It's not guilt. It's a person doesn't want to, is afraid, unconsciously, to identify with the poor. They have a fear of identifying with the poor. So they separate by putting them down. They break that identification by putting them down. And so therefore I do feel greater than him because I'm better than him. So the problem is the ultimate problem, or when he says that the Meiri says that that may ra'oso, lahatzalo me ra'oso. What is ra'oso? What is this bad thing that he has? It's that he doesn't want to identify with the poor. And that part comes out. That brings out either a put down to the poor, or it comes out that I'm superior than the poor. The poor man, you might not be saying anything openly, but the poor man senses. He senses the put down. That's the ra'oso. And that's why the Mitzuda says it's face to face. Because let's say I give tzedakah, I put it in a pushka, some tzedakah. I'm not relating to the guy, so it doesn't matter what I feel. The guy doesn't even know. It has to be a face-to-face. The pasuk is talking about a face-to-face situation, and I'm talking to the guy, so this ra'oso is going to come out. My desire to remove any identification with the person.
Right, so I would think that would be a problem irrespective of if he hears and gets embarrassed or not. Meaning the very fact that you have this misconception about yourself is the flaw. Who cares if he gets embarrassed? I mean, obviously it's a shame if he gets embarrassed, but ultimately that's not going
to
worsen.
Right, the pasuk is definitely talking to the rich man. He's talking to the person that's giving tzedakah. Anybody that gives tzedakah is in this situation. When he gives to the poor. The question is, what is the cure? What thoughts do you have to cure yourself? What is the cure to this altogether?
Seems like you would have to do something that would strengthen the identification with this poor man.
Okay, how would you do
it? Reinforce it. Well, I think it's like the Gemara says, you know, saying encouraging words or nice words is sort of an act of identification.
Yeah, I understand. But the thing is, there is a difference between me and the poor man. I am giving him money. He is poor.
Yeah, but ultimately,
ultimately,
in your essence, you're not different.
Ultimately, I'm not going to identify as a poor person.
No, but you can both identify as human beings.
Ah, I could identify as a human being. All human beings are equal, but not all human beings are in the same situation. So the thing is, this situation brings about, it awakens my desire to break identification, and the cure would be to be aware that I should identify with all human beings. I am not better than any other human being, but other human beings are in different situations than I.
And so what's the method of doing that? The method of doing that is giving him tzedakah or saying nice things or both?
The method of tzedakah brings about the situation. The method of tzedakah brings about the situation that awakens the desire to put him down, to separate, to break the identification so that I could see it and I'm aware of it. And then I have to think about being that, to realize that all human beings are equal. I'm not better than any other human being, except they're in a different situation than I.
And so back to the first questions, which Kofar Nefesh Ish Ashro, that the redemption of a person's soul is his wealth. What does he have? What's the problem a person needs redeeming? You mean he has this misconception about himself that he thinks that they're not human beings, or he's somehow intrinsically better?
He puts them down. He puts poor people down. That's the role. That's what the Miri says his Rosso.
And that's all, you know, that's there to start out with when you have wealth, pretty much, you're saying. Like, that's the default.
That situation awakens it, where you're face to face with the poor person. And so, therefore, you could deal with it.
And so, why, even if he gives tzedakah, why should the poor person hearing his insult undermine that? Meaning, he's still doing an act of identification. He's not going to undermine his entire tzedakah by making a joke.
Yeah, no, that seems to be, it undermines it. According to this pasuk, it does. Let's put it this way. You did an act of tzedakah, which is correct, but there is something wrong with putting a guy down.
So it shouldn't really matter, seemingly, if he hears or not, correct? Meaning, even if I make the joke and he doesn't hear, I'm still breaking that identification.
Right. Because it's not open. If he doesn't... You're still breaking the identification. He could sense it. He doesn't sense it, but you're still wrong.
So when the pasuk says "V'rash lo shama ge'ara," that's really speaking just, you know, sort of colloquially, meaning it's saying that you didn't say any insults, or you don't harbor any insults.
You don't harbor any breaking of identification. Or trying to break identification.
Right. When we said he doesn't hear, that just means because you didn't say any. You didn't have any to say because you felt
that identification. That's correct. That is correct.
And just to clarify, when we said Kofar Nefesh, that it's the redemption for a soul. This is his soul.
In other words, he did something wrong that he needs redemption.
Right. He has a mistaken notion.
Right. The soul needs redemption.
So why does it say his wealth is his redemption? Why isn't it that his act of tzedakah is the redemption?
Well, that's why Rashi adds that when he gives tzedakah, the pasuk doesn't say that. That was your question before. How could Rashi say that? So I said, I don't know. I don't know why he said it. I can only tell you what he said. He's adding that to the pasuk. He, the Metzudas David, the Meiri.
I mean, it's kind of an interesting thing. It kind of brings out the idea that even though the wealth is the thing that ultimately causes this dissociation, it's through his use of his wealth that he can ultimately form an association. So it both causes the defect and you can be utilized to repair it.
By wealth, I mean, there are poor people that give tzedakah.
Right,
but it means anybody
that gives. They don't have a wealth that causes them to dissociate.
In other words, anytime you give tzedakah, there is that awakening. Doesn't matter if you're wealthy or not wealthy. I mean, you're wealthy in this situation. You're the wealthy man because you're giving tzedakah. But there are people that barely make a living, but whatever they make, they still give a certain amount of tzedakah. And they could want to break identification with a poor person. A poor person could want to break an identification with another poor person and, you know, make himself feel good. Whatever, you know what I mean? That's human nature. So by wealth, we mean the person that gives tzedakah.
So I'm a little confused then, because what is tzedakah? Is tzedakah the thing that causes disassociation or causes you to be to
tzedakah
associate?
Awakens, a tzedakah awakens, the face-to-face tzedakah awakens this part of you that wants to break identification with the person beneath you.
That seems funny, because isn't the point of tzedakah to make you identify with them? Now we're saying tzedakah is the thing that causes you to not to disidentify with them.
Because there's an unconscious part of you that you want to break identification. And so, yeah, so giving tzedakah can help you break the identification by saying, I'm better than him. He's a lower form of, he is a lower form of person.
Right, but I thought the whole point of tzedakah was to make you identify with them and say that their existence is just as
no,
worthy.
No, it doesn't come naturally. It doesn't come naturally. That's
so
the purpose of the pasuk.
Then tzedakah by itself really does
the purpose of, hold it. The purpose of the pasuk is to tell you that you can't get out of this. You got to work on it. The act of tzedakah doesn't do that. That's what the pasuk is telling you.
Okay, so tzedakah is not the cure, so to speak. It's the cause.
I don't know what you mean.
It's not the thing that causes you to identify with them. It's the thing that could incite this unconscious disidentification.
Tzedakah is an act. That act awakens my trying to break my identification with the person I'm giving money to.
Okay, so then I guess my question is just how do you identify then? What process do you do to identify?
And then I have to think about that all people, all humans are equal.
Okay.
That's what you have to work on. Are there any questions? Is that clear? Okay, next week we'll have it the usual time.
All right, thank you. Have a good week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Take care.
Yep, have a good one.